Welcome to the Short Score, your weekly update of rope and news from around the industry, where you can find the latest on the sport from the pro rodeo ranks to the jackpot world. I'm Taylor Rollin, and I'm your host. Hey everyone, welcome back to the Short Score. It's your host, Taylor Vollen. It is episode 6 of our NFR edition, and tonight we had some new but very known, of course, faces inside the press room. Tanner Tomlinson and Travis Graves got their first round win of the 2025 NFR. Tonight was a heck of a round, too, if you didn't watch. Things got very, very fast, and Tanner and Travis came within 1/10 of a second of the arena record with a 3.4 second run. They pocketed $36,667 apiece, and Tanner is now number one in the world, and Travis is number two. It also puts them fourth in the average, which, of course, we're keeping close eyes on right now, just like the world standings race. They join the Short Score to talk about their win, a horse change you might have noticed on the heel side, and more in this episode, which is brought to you by Oz on a Hot Streak, the Nebraska Race stallion built for both AQHA Gold and NFR Pressure. Oz is the 2019 AQHA Junior Heading World Champ, a top 10 heeler, and the first stallion with that title to rope inside the Thomas and Mack. During the NFR, Solo Select is offering $500 off of every Oz breeding, so lock in your contract over at soloselecthorses.com or by calling Madison at 940-580-0156.
You don't.
Well, you guys were fourth out. You're good in the average. But you knew that steer was going to be just, did you think he was going to be easy or?
No, I didn't think he was going to be easy, but I knew he was going to be great. We've drawn good the last two nights. I'm back to my old self, going to go aggressive. Marshall feels outstanding. Chip and TG are tapped off. I mean, it's just not looking at everything. I'm going to go at him every single night and go back to my old ways, and TG's going to nail him.
And Chip?
Chip, I didn't even know Chip was here. Yeah. I've been riding Boone all year, and he's a great horse. Chip is unbelievable horse, really. You know, he scores so good. You can't say how important that is here to allow me to get out in the arena when I need to. I felt like I was late on Boone a little bit, and I couldn't get to my spot where I could throw fast. So I knew it was going to get faster and faster. So Chip allows me to get out in the arena and get to my spot.
It looked like a really comfortable shot for you.
Yeah, it didn't feel hard, you know. Yeah. Like I was in the perfect spot and made it easy.
That was a fun round. Clint and Jade celebrated.
I told him these days I kind of felt like an idiot, especially when there was a 3-1 and 3-3 tonight.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just crazy how good roping is these days, and these guys, the steers. I mean, nothing. I told TG back there waiting, it felt like 30 teams, and
yeah,
it was just nothing safe these days at all.
Yeah, these guys are really good.
Yeah.
That might be one of the best nights of team roping, I think, ever.
Ever,
honestly.
And it felt like, I mean, I feel like this year's top 15, it's like 15-1.
Mm-hmm. Every one of them is amazing. It's tight. I mean, it's just been a great year.
And these steers, they said they were going to be great tonight.
They're amazing. Bobby Joe's done an outstanding job for what all he's after going through with the border and everything. We're super blessed for him to do what all he does. Great set of steers, great set of team ropers.
You know, it'll go down in probably history books as one of the toughest of all times, you know.
And you won it.
No, that's not what I'm saying.
I know.
I mean, there's just everybody was tapped off, and there's some nights like that. When it starts out like that, look out, because they're fixing to come with it.
I think when the runs start going like that, the flagger, just everybody's into it. I think that's what makes it so good, you know. When there's runs happening back to back, I think that has a lot to do with it, too. Everybody's kind of on go.
Your PRCA bio is long. We scroll for a little bit on it. I was trying to see if you'd been 3-4 here before. Should have texted Clayton.
I bet.
No, I don't think so. 3-5. I've been 3-5 a few times. Mm-hmm. I don't think I've ever been 3-4.
I didn't find a 3-5
a few times.
This episode is brought to you by a true Nebraska success story, Oz on a Hot Streak. Raised by the Ozentowski family, Oz won an AQHA world title at 4, earned over $400,000, placed 3rd at the Governor's Cup, and now is inside the Thomas and Mack at the NFR with Lane Mitchell as the first AQHA world champion stallion ever to compete at the finals. He also comes in as the 2025 PRCA Heel Horse of the Year runner-up, and through the entire NFR, SolaSelect is offering $500 off of every Oz breeding. Lock in your contract at SolaSelectHorses.com or by calling Madison at 940-580-0156.
What were you and Patrick, what was your fastest with Patrick?
3.6 twice, 22 and 23.
Gotcha. Yeah. So, fastest here?
Yep, fastest here.
How, I know this is dumb, but I told T-Wade earlier, I was like, man, I was with Tanner the night that the world record got broken, it wasn't him, that when they were 3.2, like, I know we're not trying to be 3.2, we're trying, we have bigger goals than that, but like, how
I'm
much?
Trying to be 3.2 from here on out. I come in here trying to just catch, and that ain't me, you know, I'm going to be 3.2 every night. Unless then there's a spot where I have to just go catch, and then we might.
It pays $36 a night.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if you have to go win money or you just to have a chance.
If you just go catch the steers and then you look at it and steer has a hit, I mean, anything can happen. Mm-hmm. So, if you just go catch the cows and then have to catch the last steer to win the average and something stupid happens and you don't, then you look back and like, man.
Almost don't.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, $36,000 adds up a lot.
And Marshall... Like, I know Marshall's had, like, ups and downs with his health. Yeah. As far as keeping him in a stall, he's in a 10x10 stall here.
Oh,
like,
what
what's his protocol?
Oh, nothing. My guy's been doing an amazing job with him, and then Outlaw team's been here. His story, I'd be here all night if I talked about it all, but I'm just super blessed. I thank God set all this up, and it's his story for us to write. Went from the vet telling me to put him down to be able to ride him here. About won my hometown rodeo Houston on him, the very first rodeo back. We won Fort Worth, and then now to get a victory lap on him here, it's kind of a little emotional, but just super blessed to do it.
And, I mean... We talked about Chip a little bit already, but like, what's...
No, honestly, I thought Chip a couple years ago was done.
I remember being at your house 5 years ago, and you're like, I don't know that he's going to go anywhere.
Charlie Buchanan is the only reason why I'm riding him now. Unbelievable. Stifle surgery, everything that he's done. Is
tough
the only,
feet. His
only
feet are
reason.
Tough, right? Like, not tough in a good way, like tough to...
He's tough. He's a tough horse.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, no other horse could do what he does. Mm-hmm. He is unbelievable because, like I said, 2 years ago I wrote him off. I thought that I didn't want to do it to him, but the surgeries and everybody stepping in at the signature, I mean, unbelievable.
Yeah.
That is amazing.
You know what I was thinking is I actually rode Marshall for T on the first one at the West Star just to free him up, and then he's riding Chip. We won pro him at the West Star.
And that says something for Chip, you know.
Yeah.
My son can ride him. I can do this right here, and then tomorrow he could go ride him.
Mm-hmm.
So he's a freak. He really is.
That's awesome. Congrats, guys.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks so much again for joining me for the sixth night in a row. Like I said, we're getting so close to the end of this monster battle that we call the NFR and crowning our world champs. This episode was, of course, brought to you by Oz on a Hot Streak, the Nebraska Stallion turning heads at the NFR. Contracts $500 off, all NFR long. Lock them in over at SoloSelectHorses.com or by calling Madison at 940-580-0156.